Guest film critic Michael Schrago has a review of Willow, a new film from the people who brought us Star Wars. But Michael says this time the movie lacks original vision.
J.R.R. Tolkien, the author of The Lord of the Rings, once described the entire history of fantasy fiction and mythology as a soup. When you stick a ladle into it, you're apt to come up with ingredients that have appeared in stories from ancient times to the present. At his peak, George Lucas has dipped into that soup and emerged with Brave New Worlds of Fable. But in Willow, what he comes up with is as tasteless as bouillon and as stale as day-old Kool-Aid. Lucas is famous for turning his back on Hollywood and settling in Northern California. But his vision appears to have gotten stuck somewhere in the vicinity of Hollywood's La Brea tar pits. Willow mostly calls to mind dozens of other better movies, ranging from Lucas's own Star Wars to The Ten Commandments and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's a malformed Tolkien-type fantasy, a victim of cinematic inbreeding, an elemental tale of good versus evil, set in an unnamed time of dread. Willow has state-of-the-art special effects, but it's all dressed up with nowhere to go. The movie is based on a story by Lucas, who's also the executive producer, but it aims no higher than the Saturday morning cartoon market. Director Ron Howard appears to have approached his job as if he were staging a pep rally at a kindergarten. Willow features at least three types of kiddie fantasy surrogates. There's the infant heroine, Alora Dannon, who's destined to save the world. Then there's the race of dwarfs known as Nelwyns. One of them, Willow, becomes Alora's guardian. And there are Willow's even tinier brownie friends. Here, the brownie's fairy queen explains the movie's plot to Willow and his pals.
Alora Dannon must survive. She must fulfill her destiny and bring about the downfall of Queen Babmorda, whose powers are growing like an evil plague. Unless she is stopped, Babmorda will control the lives of your village, your children, everyone. All creatures of good heart need your help, Willow. The choice is yours.
Yes, Lucas has made another coming-of-age parable. But most of the characters are cast in a mold that makes the whole concept of maturity pointless. Willow may have a wife and two kids, but he's still just Luke Skywalker built closer to the ground. By the end, Willow too must learn that the Force is with him. Except in this movie it's called The Great Mystery of the Universe, and it's harnessed through sorcery. Willow offers the by-now typical Lucasfilm quest. An innocent hero destroys an evil empire with an unlikely group of warriors. They include a dashing swordsman named Mad Mardigan, and the gutsy princess Sorsha. And the brownies are like R2-D2 and C-3PO, without the charm. The action is more like that of the James Bond films or the Indiana Jones movies. You can tell that just from the music and the sound effects. In one of the movie's few playful touches, the Evil Queen's hulking general is named after one of America's leading film critics. But this feebly executed joke backfires. 10 years from now, if anyone remembers Willow, it'll be because it had a character named after Pauline Kael.
Michael Schrago is movie critic for the San Francisco Examiner.